Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on ACAST. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning, or anything else really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. With me is my co-host in residency, Tim Herrera. Hey, Tim.
Hello.
Hi. You excited for today?
I'm so excited.
Are you nervous?
I don't know what to expect. I don't know. Like, I feel like there's some plot against me that is about to be revealed in full. And I'm just going to, like, leave the studio in tears tonight.
You that can
might.
Be arranged.
I don't there know. Might there might be
I'm
tears.
A little, I'm slightly worried.
Well, we are joined by a very, very special guest, our friend and colleague, Michael Gold. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Welcome to the
Long-time
show.
Long-time listener. First-time caller.
That's right. You guys, not only is he a first-time caller, this is his first podcast. He's a podcast virgin.
It's true. Podcast virgin.
It had to happen.
Popping your podcast cherry.
I'm glad we're here with you for it.
Yes,
this
special
is great.
Experience.
This is so special.
Yeah.
They say you never forget your first time.
That's right. So you guys, we today on the show are going to be talking about a summer adjacent topic, which is gym gear. I did a piece.
That's summery. Adjacent. That's straight summer.
It's straight summer.
Yeah. You get out there.
Summer bodies.
Right.
Summer bodies.
Gotta get that beach bod.
So I did a piece for the Times recently about cleaning all kinds of gym gear stuff. So from, like, you know, your gym clothes that smell rank even when they've come out of the wash, to earbuds, to those dreaded protein shakers that you guys know I live in fear of. And I also wrote about cleaning yoga mats. And so that is going to be most of what we talk about today, because Michael, Tim, and I are all, one, colleagues at the Times, and two, we're also big gym rats. And the reason that Tim is a little nervous.
First of all, I stand by everything we're about to discuss. I do not have any regrets. I'm fully comfortable with this. No regrets.
I did not bring
just to be clear.
I did not bring the list of grievances.
I have nothing to hide.
Okay.
We today are going to air some grievances and some dirty socks.
Summer festivus.
Again, ask me if I have regrets. I have no regrets about this.
I think you have regrets.
I have no regrets.
You've spent
too.
The past, like, year being taunted by the two of us over there.
I don't know what she's talking about.
I have no regrets here. I'm fine talking about this. I'm an open book here.
All right. Well, listen. Before we even get into the question, I'm going to have you tell the people what you did.
You tell them the mistakes here.
This is like when I was a little girl, my mom had two threats for me.
Yeah.
For, like, keeping me on good behavior. The mm-hmm. first threat, and they came together. They came in a pair. The first threat was, if you don't behave, I'll break both your legs. And then the second part of the...
Wait, we moved past that
yeah,
a little fast.
Scale of threats here. Yeah. Like, I feel like it went 0 to 100 with that one.
You know, it's so funny. Everyone is always so stunned by that. And to me, it's so normal because we're Italian.
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't really going to break my legs.
Oh, and okay.
I was understood. You know,
it's very earnest.
I was worried for your...
I once actually had a therapist who I told that to. Like, it never occurred to me that there was anything odd about that at all.
Yeah.
And I had a therapist who just looks at me and she goes, "Why such violence?"
So it explains so much.
And I was like, I like sat there and pondered it. And I was like, oh, because we're Italian. Like, I was like, sorry to, like, negatively stereotype my own people. But, like, really, it is. Like, just like that's like, it's like the Scaramucci thing. Like,
yeah.
It really is just the way we talk.
Okay. That's fine. So that was the first threat.
Okay. So the first one, then the second threat was you have to call your grandfather and tell him what you did.
Whoa.
And that was the scary part. Yeah. That was the part that I always wanted to avoid. So I generally was on pretty good behavior. So I'm going to make
you're channeling your mother here.
I am. I'm even giving you like the...
This is adding a whole new dynamic to our relationship though, because 2 weeks ago, I was the rando boy that you brought home from the Regal Beagle.
That's right.
You're and my, now you're my mother new, scolding new, me for my the new, cleaning.
The new father of my children.
Yes.
Sorry, sorry, kids.
Okay.
A lot of personal development happening here. A lot of growth happening right now.
Podcasting is weird, man. Podcasting is weird.
Apparently.
Okay, so I'm going to, just like my mother would threaten that I had to call my grandfather and tell him what I did, I'm going to make you tell the people what you did. But before we get into it, I have to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and, more importantly, listen to Chip Chat.
Most importantly,
the podcast that is sweeping the nation.
So excited.
It actually, has gone international, which I'll get to in a second. You can help underwrite my show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person the Podcast patron. To do that, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show and listen to Chip Chat. Today on Chip Chat, we are going to be reviewing meat chips.
Meat chips.
That was Michael's request. I gave him an option of flavors, and he said, I think I'll have more to say about meat chips. So
that's a good choice.
We're going to do meat chips, and we will be answering a bonus cleaning question on how to clean earbuds and headphones, because as I said to Tim and Michael, who doesn't want to be thinking about earwax while eating meat chips?
Very appetizing.
indeed.
What a sentence.
But today here on this main episode, we got to talk about gym gear. We're going to be mostly focused on yoga mats. Before we get into yoga mats, Tim, will you please tell the people what you did?
No regrets. There's nothing wrong with... Okay, so just set the context here.
There's not nothing wrong with what he's about to tell you, you guys.
Fundamental disagreement from the start.
So the Times has been sort of reorganizing the building. And as a result, we were shifting floors a lot. So I was temporarily on a different floor than I normally am. And I was in this corner mostly alone. Like, there was, like, three people around me in my corner. And usually they would work from home. So there was, like, there were probably, like, at least one or two days a week that I was legit had, like, an entire corner of this floor to myself. So I go to the gym most mornings. And, you know, you go to the gym, you get all gross and sweaty. And normally you put your dirty, sweaty clothes in the gym, in the plastic bag. You throw it in your bag and sit there all day. So I innovated on this model, and I
innovated
this incredibly thoughtful, creative system.
Hacked his gym clothes.
No one has ever thought to do this. I'll tell you that.
I would dry my sweaty, gross gym clothes on a rail right by the window, where first nobody was sitting, so there wasn't a concern of other people seeing it. And it was
that
in the
is not
sunlight.
True.
It was in the sun, so it dried in like an hour or two. So I put my things up there, you know, take it right back in the bag before anybody's the wiser. I get home at night, my clothes are nice and dry, they don't stink, my bag doesn't stink. It's a win-win-win for everybody involved, and nobody even knew what was happening except for Michael.
Well, so here's the thing, though.
Except we all know about it, so someone knew what was
happening.
So
here's the thing, a detail that I feel is relevant that got lost in the story, which is that I came over, and after mocking him for this and taking a photo of it, which I sent to several friends, said...
You tweeted it, it's fine.
I didn't tweet it. I said I wouldn't tweet it.
Oh, Justin tweeted it.
And then our friend and colleague, Justin Bank, did not follow those rules, and then once it was on the internet, I wasn't going to not say anything about it.
But again, I'm fine with it. Like, you guys are stifling innovation. Don't shoot down my creativity because you didn't think of it first, Michael.
No one has ever air dried their nasty gym clothes in the office before.
First of all, you don't know that for a fact. First of all,
well, that your whole argument is that you're an innovator. So I think you need to pick a lane.
Yeah, but I'm standing on the shoulders of giants here.
Gross giants.
Good save, Tim. Good save. You guys don't do this.
It's gross.
It's shared space.
Nobody was there. Nobody was in my neighborhood.
That's obviously
nobody
not
saw
true.
It.
Alan, a former guest on this podcast, was also there while all of this was happening.
But he was not. First of all, no complaints.
You did this to Alan.
On the record, I didn't know you did this to Alan.
I will kill you.
But he wasn't in the neighborhood. There were no complaints. First of all. Again, you guys are trying to paint this as some criminal organization activity that I was up to. Nobody even noticed.
The other important detail is that I, too, go to the gym in the morning and I'm fine leaving my sweaty gym clothes in the bag. And I have never offended a colleague.
I feel like you just salty. You didn't think of this first. That's all.
That's it. I'm sad not to be an innovator.
Sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll say this. I don't think you guys should go around hanging your dirty gym clothes on railings in your office.
But if you do know judgment.
Judge Jolie.
No, I didn't say that. Don't put words in my mouth.
This is the people's court right here.
Yeah. We got to get Allison Green back here to mediate.
We do. We we do. So actually what I was going to say is, one, Allison is coming back, and so I will be sure to ask her what she thinks about this behavior. I also, ages ago, way back in the first iteration of the show, had a former colleague actually of mine and Alan's, both at GMG and in New York Times. He was my guest, and he and I actually talked about this question of, like, what do you do with your sweaty gym clothes in between the workout, putting them in the bag, and getting home?
Right.
Hanging them on the railing in the office, shockingly, was not one of the options that I offered.
Weird, because it's such a good idea.
It's really a bad idea in a lot of ways. but I think that we're probably ripe, no pun intended, to revisit that topic. So maybe down the line, we will do another episode. But for today, we got to talk about yoga mats, and we've got Michael here. So I'm going to make him do the honors of reading Janice's question.
All right.
Which is a little on the long side.
Okay, here we go. Hi, Jolie. I've had this yoga mat for a while. My one-year-old dog is mainly potty trained, but sometimes she will pee on anything but the floor. So she's peed on my yoga mat twice already. I've used Nature's Miracle on both of the stains. After that, I sprayed it with the hose and let it dry out in the sun. The stains remain. One day, my yoga mat is out on the floor after using it. Yeah, I know. I just dealt with the stains and continued to use it. The sun killed the bacteria, right? My dog came in after... That's what she said. My dog came in after...
Oh, I mean, I'll just jump ahead.
Yeah,
and tell
I'd like
you,
to
actually,
know the
yes.
answer.
Like,
okay.
Yes, actually, that is okay. Like,
I can't go forward.
I'm laughing because last time we talked about bath towels, and I was joking that just the act of drying is a disinfectant.
Yeah.
Which is something,
like, dry
something
it's
I still believe that translates to our previous conversation. Sorry, on with Janice.
Yeah. I wish I could live inside your mind. It seems like... It seems like such a nice place.
It's all rainbows and sunshine out
it
here.
It is, like Candyland in Tim's mind.
It's true. There's no dirty gym clothes.
Like, I see danger everywhere.
Yeah,
right?
No, so do I.
The entire world is a third rail to me.
Just as it should
living,
be.
Yeah.
Janice, I'm sorry we're doing you such a disservice right now. All right. Janice writes, my dog came in after digging in the backyard. Before I could stop her, she immediately runs rampant with mud to the mat and attempts to dry herself there, leaving streaks of mud all over. This was my breaking point, and I almost succumbed to the old throw-it-away-get-a-new-one method of cleaning. After the mud, I have only used Clorox wipes on my mat to get out most of the mud. At this point, I don't know what to do. Help me with the stains. Help me with the mud. Also, is there a limit of how long you should keep your yoga mat? Because it absorbs sweat like no other, and that's also why I'm thinking about just getting another one. And Janice says she's also super interested in hearing about your gym habits on the podcast.
Yes.
Wants to know what's going on, your gym towel strategy, all the whole works.
Yeah, the works. So we're gonna get to that part mostly in the second half of the show, because I want to hear what you guys have for, you mean, what we heard, Tim. Jesus.
Uniquely innovative strategy.
Let's hear the rest.
This is what I say when I'm picking up these randos at the Regal Beagle and bringing them on the podcast. Like,
how did I become a rando?
I have, like, no standards for who I'll bring home to the kids.
That's sweet.
What's wrong
Thank you.
With me?
Thank you.
You're not included.
I appreciate that.
You're not included. It's just this one
the,
over
the
here.
No standards bucket over here.
You want your first time to be special. So far, I'm not sure.
Oh my god. Okay.
So there's a lot going on here. I'm gonna entrust that Tim and Michael are gonna make sure that I hit all of the points that I need to hit and answer all of Janice's questions, because there were a lot of questions.
Yes.
Let's first actually, because we kind of already answered the question about, like, stains versus dirty, right? So actually, even though the stains are still there, I think you did everything okay in terms of feeling fine about using it again. You wiped everything off. You put it out in the sunshine. The sunshine will indeed kill germs. It is a deodorizer. If you think about those UV wands that, like, severe germaphobes use to, like, wand off, like, the subway poles and stuff.
Right.
Which, like, also is, like, useless and don't bother doing that. but if it makes you feel better. If
there's
it makes
also that. Isn't that with, like, a box thing? I remember when you had...
Yes, the sex toy box.
Okay.
I don't know about this.
Or a cell phone box.
Uh-huh. Yes, indeed.
Is that the same idea?
Yeah. It's the same idea. So the idea of UV as being a bacteria and germ killer works the same with the UV rays of the sun, too. So if that you really are okay.
So can I tell you what I'm hearing right now?
No,
is
don't.
That when I put my gym clothes on the railing at work in the sun, I was not only drying, behind but also disinfected.
Behind a window. Yeah, they were getting sunburned.
Is Janice a plant? I feel like... I feel like this got suspiciously aligned.
What I could possibly mean by that. Janice just gets it. That's all.
I did have a brief moment where I got really, really nervous that you were going to try to do the whole letter in a Janice from Friends voice.
No. But I should have. Yeah. I missed opportunity. Really.
Next time you come back. Okay. So let's talk generally about yoga mat stuff. They're basically, as with like most things in life, there is deep cleaning and there's regular cleaning. And what Janice did to treat the stains would fall under the regular cleaning umbrella. Mm-hmm. Let's start with how to deep clean, because that's probably the thing she should have done to fully get rid of those stains. Not that the mat wasn't clean, but if she really wanted to eliminate the stains, she probably should have done a deep cleaning of it. So these are your deep cleaning instructions. There are basically two, again, just like everything on this show, there are two ways. You can machine wash or you can hand wash.
Throw some salt and lemon
on
there.
And that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person the podcast.
Don't forget to buy some OxyClean.
So the difference in the choice between whether you machine wash, which obviously is easier, or you hand wash, is basically what type of machine you have. So if you have, and Tim didn't know this, he learned, he was like, "This." I was like, which really, one? That's the thing you flag in all of this weird
Wait,
shit I've written for
where
you?
Are we going here?
That
which
you were very surprised to learn that if you have a top loader with a center agitator, that you can't wash the yoga mat in there because the fins
basic physics
will
nip the fabric.
Okay, yeah, fair.
I was like, that's my blind tip. Like, well,
that's the one thing I've learned in all the time that I've known you.
It's just like. Really? Okay.
For those keeping score at home, it's another point for Jolie.
So if you have one of those top loaders with the center agitator, the problem is that the little fins on it can nick the material that the yoga mat is made out of. Mm-hmm. So you might end up with kind of like a shredded mat, and obviously that's
not ideal.
Then you're throwing it away and getting a new one. So we want to avoid that. But if you have a front loader that has no center agitator, just throw the thing in there. Cold water, mild detergent, that's all you need. Do not over detergent.
I was just about to ask, like, how much detergent does a yoga mat
need? A small amount, like the smallest dose that your brand prescribes. Because otherwise you're going to end up with a sudsy mat, and that's going to like lead to skin irritation. Ooh. And like, also, if you sweat a lot, it might start foaming, which could actually be. Could you imagine if, like,
that's all I want.
Bikram turned into a foam party?
Yeah.
Like, that is not what I want.
That
like,
sounds amazing.
Yeah, that I don't even do yoga. Yeah. Let's
if
make
any,
that happen.
If any fitfluencers are out there, please see us.
That's good.
Sidebar, do you know that Dr. Bronner's sponsors foam parties using Dr. Bronner's?
No. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
We should,
that's
like,
smart business.
We should
acumen.
Go to one. Yeah. I want to go frolic in the Dr. Bronner's.
That sounds great. Yeah. I'm sure you had that connection.
Yeah, they just started following me on Twitter. I was like, what took you so long? Jeez, guys.
It's a big moment.
Dr. Bronner's leads me to this. Dr. Bronner's is a great thing to use on your yoga mat because it helps a lot with smell elimination. Mm-hmm. Also, it's gentle, it's natural, it's hippie. It's
great.
Dr. Bronner's.
Perfect.
Who doesn't love Dr. Bronner's? Okay, so then once it's out of the washing machine, you are going to just let it air dry. We'll have to make a note about the drying stitch with yoga mats.
Mm.
This is actually quite important. A yoga mat can take anywhere from 12 to 48 hours to dry, so you want to make sure that you're planning your practice around that. And I'll have some tips on how to speed up drying time. Hang it over the railing next to your socks in the office.
No better.
Well, that I'd be okay with because
it's
already been washed.
It's already been cleaned.
I look forward to seeing the windows of the New York Times building draped in yoga mats.
Well, since I moved floors, this is not a continuing behavior because I moved floors again and I regret it. I miss it. I have nowhere to dry my stuff anymore. It's a real tragedy.
Well, we're gonna remake the nap room and
you know I moved again.
I know.
No more nap room.
I know we lost the nap room.
I used to have a private nap room at work and it was taken from me.
Tim runs the New
nothing.
York Times, in case you... It's
that is false.
This whole operation
fact check,
here.
Fact check.
Taken over.
Okay. if you do not have a front-loading machine, or you don't have your own machine, and you don't want to go to the laundromat and drag your wet yoga mat home from the laundromat, I understand that. I live the laundromat life.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hand wash. You're going to hand wash it in the bathtub. The bathtub is ideal because you can unfurl the yoga mat and have it be flat. If you have an outdoor space with a hose, you can also wash it outdoors with a hose. You just want to put a tarp down so that it's not on the dirt.
Undo the cleaning you just did.
Right. Exactly. Very straightforward, general hand washing instructions that you've all heard 1,000 times before. You are going to submerge the yoga mat. You're going to put in a small amount of detergent. Again, small amount, small amount, small amount. Please do not over detergent your yoga mat. Or please do, and then go to Bikram and foam party.
But invite us.
And send us video.
please live stream the foam yoga.
With the yoga mat, you want to, after you've put it in and you've gotten it submerged, you want to just like leave it in there for 5 to 15 minutes to soak, just to like get the initial funk out. Then you're going to go in and you're going to do your CPR pumping motion on it. That is going to help to impregnate the yoga mat with the water and the detergent, and it's going to like force out some of the grime and sweat that's hanging out in there.
And Joey's doing the CPR right now to the imaginary mat.
It's everything.
I'm Italian.
It's everything you all imagine. I feel like I'm having a big moment right now. Finally seeing it in person.
You're seeing it IRL after
yes,
here.
This is amazing.
Yes, it's true.
It really is.
Listener, it delivers.
The thing is, though, is that you guys know me in real life, and I feel like I'm like this in real life, too.
No, it's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just I don't so often get the chance to describe your physical actions
to other people.
This is true.
Such as this.
This is true. I think also like you don't often get me talking for this sustained period of time about cleaning. Like usually when we're together, it's like a quick answer if you have a question for me.
But yeah.
It's not like you're like sitting me watching
we're
as
the
I
full
write
show
articles.
Here.
Yeah. As I write articles.
She's typing on the imaginary keyboard right now.
It's good typing style that you have there. It's good.
The show should just be charades, TBH. Can we do a charades episode?
That would be great podcasting.
All like acted out. You have to guess what it is. We take turns.
That'll be
an entirely visual podcast.
That would be amazing.
When the Chip Chat Live show happens.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll have some charades.
You guys, we should
so
do
funny.
Chip Chat Live.
Oh, that would be great.
Okay, wait, let's focus. Let's focus.
Oh, yes.
We're not supposed to be bantering.
We're cutting out the banter.
Janice, I'm sorry.
Okay, so you're going to do your CPR pump. Then you're going to drain the tub. Send me a photo of the wash water,
the
please. Did you see how many clumps there were yesterday for Wash Water Wednesday?
I saw that it was a big day for you yesterday.
It was a big day.
You
for
had
me.
A big Wash Water Wednesday. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
The previous week, I played the breakup card. I was like, I'm sad. You had to send me photos of dirty wash water to cheer me up.
People delivered,
worked.
Though.
It worked.
People delivered.
There were clumps.
Yeah.
There was wash water. It was great.
It was a big day. Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to take a photo. You're going to send me the photo of the dirty yoga water. You're going to drain your tub. You're going to refill it and just do your CPR pumping motion again to rinse. You're probably going to have to repeat that like 2 or 3 times because you do want to get all that soap out of there. Mm-hmm. That's also the reason not to over detergent. If you over detergent, you are going to be rinsing for the rest of your life.
Ooh.
And then you'll never get to have the foam party in Bikram. And I'll be sad. When you are done for the final time, drain, press down to extrude as much water as you can. Roll the mat up in the tub, which will push out even more water. And then here is the how to speed up the drying time tip. You're going to lay the mat on top of a dry, clean towel,
mm-hmm.
not one that's been used and dried and therefore
sterilized. Disinfected. I show my own cleaning show, actually.
Yes.
Tim's Tips for cleaning.
Yes.
It's like, just let it dry for a while.
That's the competition we need.
Get some sun on it. And don't worry about it. But like 90% of the answers are just, trash it by new ones.
Think
of
that.
Just
throw it out.
If the sun didn't clear it up, then just trash it by new ones.
That show exists. It's called Ask a Clean Person, the podcast, iteration number 2. It didn't work.
We'll try it again. It's
but
fun.
I'm still here. So let that be a lesson to you. Okay, so you're going to put it down on a dry towel, and then you're going to roll it up jelly roll style in the dry towel. That's mm-hmm. going to like press out even more of the water, but then the dry towel is also going to absorb a lot of the water. So
the towel and the yoga mat are kind of intertwined at this point.
Yeah. So you put the towel down first, then you put the yoga mat on top of it, and then you pick the towel up and you start rolling Jelly Roll
style. I 100% just asked you that so you would do the rolling motion. It totally works.
And it works.
Oh my God, it's such a trap. I'm so gullible.
The Jelly Roll visual is good, though.
It is really good. It is really good.
Yeah, I get the Jelly Roll. I get that. Yeah.
The Bouche de Noël. I did that in some, like, in like the laundry guide, maybe.
Yeah.
I said like a Bouche de Noël, and I got like a lot of feedback about that one.
Great.
But look, it's a good visual that
it works.
It makes people remember.
Yeah.
You know, when you put things in kind of an odd way, mm-hmm. they're like, oh, right. Like, which is also the thing about handsies and kneesies. Like, the reason so many people try handsies and kneesies is mostly because I call it handsies and kneesies.
It's right. true.
And it sticks with them. And they're like, I should try this. And then they're like, God damn it, Joel. I love when people get so mad at me.
I feel like I just saw you were like engaging with someone maybe earlier this week or last week where someone was like bitterly telling you that they did something you told them to do, but it worked. And they're like, mm-hmm. shit, she mm-hmm. was right.
Yep.
It was great. It was great to see that out there.
So good. So that's really it to wash a yoga. That is how you wash a yoga mat. I mean, it's not rocket science by any stretch of the imagination. It's
simple.
Also something that like no one really tells you how to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you do it.
Great.
This is a good time for us to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk specifically about the dog pee stains and the mud stains. I'm going to blow your minds a little bit because this happened on Twitter today, and I was like, oh, wow, people were really surprised by this. We definitely have to talk about the regular cleaning stuff, so don't let me forget that part of it either.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll talk about how to know when it's time to replace a mat.
Great.
Because I've got that for you, too. So this is a good time for us to take a quick break. Tim, Michael, and I will be right back with more about your yoga mat woes. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Tim Herrera and Michael Gold of the New York Times. I don't know why they let the three of us work. Listen to us.
I mean,
We're an embarrassment to the New York Times.
We'll see how long that arrangement lasts.
I'm exposed now. This is it for me.
We've been talking about yoga mats. And then we also, I think we're going to talk a little bit about gym stuff. How are we doing on top?
How's the new banter-free show working out?
18 things left to cover, so let's burn through this.
All right, we actually can burn through this because this stuff is pretty fast. This is pretty like bullet pointy.
Great, lightning round.
Yeah, lightning round for Jolie. Okay, so we talked about the deep cleaning. We're going to talk about regular cleaning. Let's quickly talk about how to know when to do what. Mm-hmm. So the difference between when you regular clean versus when you deep clean really depends. I know you guys hate this answer, but it really depends on how you use the mat.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't be like, yes, you have to do this once a month, because if you only use your yoga mat once a month, you don't need to deep clean it once a month.
Right.
Okay. If you are if you frequent hot yoga and or are a heavy sweater who regularly uses the mat, meaning you're using it 3 times a week or more,
mm-hmm.
I would suggest that you aim for deep cleaning once a month.
Okay.
Okay.
That's reasonable.
Yeah.
That's a heavy user. I mean, you know.
Or a heavy sweater.
Or a heavy sweater. Or someone who's doing something like Bikram where
it's designed for you to be disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Regular use, which is like, I would say someone who's using the mat maybe 1 to 3 times a week, maybe is doing regular yoga or just using it at home for exercise and not, you know, working up a major, major sweat. Maybe aim to do a deep clean once a quarter. So once every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an infrequent, like I don't, I, sh- I need to be bringing my yoga mat to my gym because the yoga mats at my gym are seriously, like, not only are they so disgustingly foul, which is one thing, they are completely falling apart and useless. Like, I might as well be on the floor. I was doing planks today. We had it folded over four times, and I was still like, yeah, my elbows are bruised. Thank you.
Yeah,
like,
they're
useless.
Communal mats are so gross.
They're so gross.
Like,
so,
and like you see people like clean them off in a class, and like people do like.
Sometimes you do, and sometimes you don't, which we will talk about. But
it's bad.
They're so bad. So I like really should be bringing my own mat to the gym, and I don't. I don't know why, but like I basically like never use my own yoga mat. You know, right. I mean, I have one. But,
well, you
like,
have it though.
Yeah, because I'm at the gym every single day. So like I'm not working out at home.
Right.
I should start bringing my own. I'm gonna make a point to do that.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, yeah, we'll see. Let's not make promises. Yeah. We can't.
Anyway, if you're an infrequent user, just clean it ad hoc. Like, just be like, take a look at it. If you're like, I don't. Think I've ever cleaned this thing? Maybe clean it. Like, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever cleaned my yoga mat.
But now you know how.
Yeah.
Now you know how.
I'm prepared.
I mean, that's the other thing. Yeah. And it's just, it's one of those things, like, you got to think about it. So, like, now here I am telling you to think about it. No big deal. Okay. Regular cleaning. This is the kind of thing, again, depends on use and depends on how, like, but to be completely blunt, how germaphobic you are. Like, I am not a germaphobe. I'm really, you know, I talk about this on the show all the time. And I think, Michael, you are. No.
I think I'm more squeamish than you, but I'm not cleaning my yoga mat. So.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It just really depends. Like, this is the kind of thing that you would do, you know, if you're especially germophobic, you might do it after every use. If you are, like, less germophobic, you might do it once a week. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, again, it kind of depends. This is like the, this is what I call regular cleaning. Basically, what you're going to do is you're going to wipe the mat down using either a wipe, a pre-moistened wipe, or using a yoga mat spray.
Mm-hmm.
There are 90,000 DIY yoga mat spray recipes on the internet.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this. Yeah.
You tried to take that out of my last thing. Now he's getting the Italian club.
You made
Tim
a case.
At him, and I was like, Tim, you cannot take that out.
This is a very specific case that we'll get into at another time.
Yeah,
honestly.
This is not the right time.
No.
Or maybe.
No.
You guys need a referee. I honestly think that's what this podcast
is missing. We'll come back to that on another date.
Give me a whistle.
So you can make your own using, you know, essential oils and water and decant them, and that's nice and hippie-ish. You can also use a gentle all-purpose cleaner, like a commercial one, like a Mrs. Meyers or a Method, or one of those are fine, totally great. I would maybe not suggest using like 409 or Fantastic. That might be a little harsh of a chemical for you to be having on your like warm, open, porous self and as you're doing yoga.
Yeah.
But frankly, if you want to use that, go right ahead.
Do your like, thing. Live your life.
Yeah, live your life. And just a paper towel, like, or a rag if you hate waste. Not that any of you would contact me very upset about any of that.
Yeah, we'll never hear about that.
Never ever happened.
No.
The
other thing
is
there are commercial yoga mat sprays and also commercial yoga mat wipes. So if it makes you feel better.
Be careful, though.
To have a product that's like specifically marketed for that need. And that's really all it is, you guys. It's just marketing. Okay. But if it makes you feel better, you go ahead and you get that. Okay.
The look on your face right now should be an emoji. It's beautiful. So much happening.
It totally ruins everything. Or you can use something like a baby wipe or an adult bathroom wipe. I would maybe, again, not super encourage you to be using like the Clorox or Lysol wipes, but frankly, those are fine too.
Yeah.
Like, it's really whatever you're these are all fine choices, and it's kind of what you feel comfortable with. And I can't tell you what you feel comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people sometimes get like annoyed when I don't give us like, you must use this one thing and this one
people
thing.
People do love that. I love that.
I know, but it's also, it's not realistic.
Yeah.
You
just
know?
Whatever you like.
Yeah. I mean, not whatever you like. You can't clean the mat with like mayonnaise. It can't be anything.
You leave it out in the sun.
Now we're making rules here. Okay, so no mayo on the yoga mat. ketchup is fine, but if you get that goddamn jar
ketchup
of mayo,
ketchup is not fine.
No, ketchup is fine. This is my cleaning podcast
and
now.
I have
remember.
Things to say to you about your hot dog condiment. We've talked.
We actually texted about this.
Texted
I was very upset.
How you're just?
Are we talking about relish again?
Very wrong.
Relish is bad.
I almost canceled my appearance
ketchup
on this
good.
Show.
Yeah,
mustard is good.
Let's talk about the pet mess thing.
Yes.
Enzymes. She should have used, instead of using the Clorox wipe, she should have used her enzyme. She should have used her Nature's Miracle. Or I think maybe she said she used Nature's Miracle. If that didn't work, maybe something like a Zout or the crud cutter sports stain remover that I love so much.
With 2Ks.
With 2Ks. You can remember it. Because it's the sports stain remover and the K's are like strikeouts, like the whole sporty thing.
How about that?
Cute.
Yeah. Jolie knows about sports. Don't ever tell me to stick to sports again. I don't write for a sports stain remover. No one's saying that to me.
I'll tweet that.
Oh, actually, that's actually not true. I am sticking to sports.
That thing.
Okay. Sorry, I'm being
yeah, obtuse everyone's
about
like
that.
What the hell are they
you guys will
now?
Find out. You'll find
more
out.
To
I have
come.
I have something like really cool a brewing that I'm really really excited.
It is
about.
Very exciting.
I feel very left out right now.
Yeah,
I must
I'll
say.
Tell you about it off mic. Yeah,
great.
It's a times thing. Okay, so I think the thing is that if Janice had treated the mat with the Nature's Miracle and then deep cleaned it, I think those stains would have come out because I think it was probably just that like because yoga mats were porous, it probably just got. Kind of down set in.
Right.
Okay, so now here's the thing that's going to blow your mind. You guys, people were like losing their mind at me on Twitter this morning. I didn't realize, I don't think I've ever actually explicitly stated this, but I've known it. And I mentioned it on Twitter this morning answering a question and like it was like I ruined people's day. Like they were just so stunned. It's like finding out Santa Claus wasn't real.
Julie ruining more stuff.
What?
Mud and dirt is a protein stain.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, and that was apparently just like mind blowing for people.
I would not have guessed that.
I don't think I've ever thought about it.
Because it's organic matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just like grass is a protein stain, mud and dirt is also a protein stain.
Wow.
So when you're talking about both a dog mess stain, whether the dog mess stain is dog mess of mud or dog mess of pee, it's all a protein
dog
stain.
Mess of mud.
It's all a protein stain.
All protein.
So you use all your same things. So you either want to use your enzymes, or your long oxy soak.
Yeah.
So that's the dog mess thing.
The dog mud.
I think I got through all of the questions except for when to replace. So here is the criteria for how you know to replace your mat.
Mm-hmm.
When it has become uneven. Yeah. If it has bald patches, if it starts shedding. So like
that like top surface.
Those,
starts,
yeah, like yeah. The little pieces are kind of coming off.
Right.
And this is pretty obvious, but like it's worth saying, especially if you're using it specifically for yoga, when it's not sticky anymore, then you're gonna need a new mat too. And there are some other things too, like if like seriously, like if your joints are hurting after you're using it, it's probably because it's gone uneven and it's lost some of its loft and you want to replace it. So I think that this is like completely unreasonable, but the timeline that I've seen most often is every 6 to 12 months.
Hmm.
That seems insane to me.
In like, which direction? You think that's too frequently replacing?
Yeah. Because that's also a lot of waste. Like
yeah, that's true. I guess it depends on
and they're not
how much
cheap.
You use it,
how much you? Yeah.
Well, the there's like ones on Amazon for like $30.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Wire Cutter, a New York Times company, has
we do this every time we mention Wire Cutter.
Well, actually, they have a yoga mat recommendation for this amazing mat, but it's like $80.
Yeah.
But they say it's worth every dollar, and like we have a friend Lindsay who does yoga all the time, and she says it's totally worth the money.
Well,
I have the like cheap Amazon $30 one, which is fine for me, but I guess you know.
I mean,
go to wirecutter.com or search for yoga mat.
I think the thing is that, again, it really depends on your usage. Like, if you are a person who, you know, if you have a regular yoga practice, then, yeah, you're going to invest in it.
Right.
I mean, I replace my sneakers every 6 months because I go to the gym every day. Like,
well, I was ranting about, I was just, like, having this conversation with a couple of people, and I was ranting that their yoga mat recommendation was $80. I was like, I would never pay $80 for a yoga mat.
How much do you pay for SoulCycle?
Well, so the analogy they made was, like, well, would you buy, like, a $30 pair of running sneakers? I run a lot. I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense. I buy it. So, yeah, it's worth the money if you do it.
Yeah, it is. Okay. We've got... No, we have no more time.
We're like...
All right. We got to wrap this baby up because we got a chip chat.
We got a chip chat.
We getting to the points.
I'm going to say this one thing.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm going to have you guys come back and we're going to talk about more gym stuff. Because there's untold amounts of gym stuff we can talk about.
And we haven't bragged about our gym habits enough.
We have not.
Know? I mean, no one would know listening to this if any of us go to the gym. Who would know?
I mean, I said a few times that I go every day. I bragged. I got it in there. I got it done.
You're a professional.
You have a routine. I love watching your routine on Twitter because you tweet everybody. You go to the gym and you go to 7-Eleven, get your big gulp, get your dollar slice.
No, it's the other way around. Oh,
the other way around.
Unbelievable.
The dollar slice, then the big gulp, then the gym.
Okay. Well, your routine
the
is also.
The order reversed.
I eat.
Yeah.
I need pre-workout. That's the dollar slice. Right. And I need a drink so I stay hydrated. That's the big gulp. And I go and I drink it on the treadmill.
That's great.
Your routine is also a matter of record, though. You have.
I have a routine. Yeah.
That's true. And then you have your LA
fantasy
life. You
gotta find
your
habits. My what?
Your LA fantasy life where you're going to go to SoulCycle and then go to brunch with the gang.
Oh my God. I was literally.
Stuck in traffic.
I literally talked about this today at lunch. I was telling people about my California fantasies. They're like, oh, that's a nice dream. But they said it's possible if I like win the lottery or marry a billionaire. So it's not
a dream.
Table,
dare
right?
To dream. Yeah.
I feel like this is doable.
I'm going to say this one thing about the gym before we wrap up.
Mm-hmm.
So as I said, I'm not a super germaphobe, but there's one thing I'm religious about. And I want you guys to be too.
Yes.
Wash your hands when you're done working out.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, yeah. You've touched everything. Even if you've wiped the machines down before you've used them, after you've used them, during using them, where you've worn gloves, you've gone in a full bubble suit. Like, I don't care what, however many precautions you're taking. Truly the best precaution you can take is when you're done, go right into the bathroom and wash your hands.
No, that's good.
That's what I have to say about that. We are going to have you guys come back. We'll talk more about gym stuff. We got to go chip chat.
Great.
We got to chip chat.
And that'll do
it. We really need to get to it.
For this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. Michael, thank you.
We made
did
it.
You,
we
did
made
you
it.
Enjoy your first podcast experience?
I would do it again.
Good. Yes. I'm glad because you're going to come back.
Problem solved.
If you guys like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. That's also where you're going to listen to Chip Chat.
Amazing.
Yay. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.